Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Woodwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Metzler scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lind. The throw from Autry and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodwood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Woodwood moves to second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry bunts in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodwood scores. Sissel moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires to first and has Fonseca trapped. There's the throw to Sissel, who tags Fonseca for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Jamison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jamison. Clancy moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Reynolds scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler is called out on strikes. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Ken Holloway now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Thomas scores. Kerr goes all the way around to score. Reynolds moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel bunts for an out. Whatwood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-2 in the game. Autry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Autry reaches second base with a double. Whatwood scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Autry moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Tavener, who tags Metzler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Autry scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Glenn Myatt now catching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Kerr moves to third. It's 9-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Clancy moves to third. It's 10-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for George Grant. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Porter reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.